That would be a host thought then.
Yes.
That, to me then, yeah, that would create the host.
Yes, yes. Well, yes, in fact, this feeling of me, if the me is based in, is a construct of time and memory, if it is a construct of idea, identity, conditioning, like that, then for sure it will feel the impact of some concepts. But if the me is the pure I amness itself, which is free of any other
quality
contact with any quality, let's put it like that, then it really is only functioning as an intuitive witness and is impartial, really, although it's not without feeling, but it won't get entangled into the noise of the mind. They will come and go, come and go. Everything appears and disappears. It's not affected by that. But again, I would like to just say, if I can say this, as far as practices go, the main aim for most spiritual striving is to what I would call sieve out the I am, the pure I amness, from the I am this person, I am this, or I am that, so that this pure intuition, the sense of presence, remains unmixed. It's not in contact with any partnership, with any concept. So when that pure state I am shines by itself, it is said that the perfume arising out of that self-absorption is peace and joy and an intuitive state of knowing that I am without boundary, and that silence of being. This is the perfume that comes out of it. But I want to just say this thing now, that even this state I am, great as it is, it's not the ultimate, because it is not there in deep sleep. It is not there, so there must be a break in this state of I am. So that that in which the sense I am, the presence itself, is felt or perceived, that is beyond all knowing. That is beyond created truth.
There's some kind of pure being which cannot be described in the end. So that
is what I am pointing to. Alone is here now.
Yeah.
The I am itself is the earliest extension of that. Yeah. And then further extensions produces the feeling of the ego, the sense of unique individuality and autonomy. And further extension produces the sense of the world and its effects.
Right.
That's...
While you spoke, this sequence, the last sequence, the remembering came up in my mind here, that in the Bible or in one of the religions, I don't remember which one exactly it was,
yes,
there was an order not to draw a picture of God. Yeah?
And yes.
It came intuitively here to say, do not draw even a picture of yourself. Yeah?
Yes.
Of you and... That's
yes.
The
yes. Yes. In the same way that even the most beautiful and accurate portrait of you is not you.
Exactly.
You see? Is not what we are. And that ultimately any portrait or any representation of oneself is itself a phenomenon, an image in consciousness that cannot witness itself. It requires something to witness that image. So the witness of that image is beyond the image itself. See?
Yeah, always comes back to that point. Yeah?
Yes, thank you. Yes, please. It always comes back to that place. If it comes less than that place, it is not home. Not
yeah.
yet.
So. It's pure being.
That's what it would be. Yes, effortless, yes. The aspect of myself in the body is also here. I can call it also real, but it is it is temporarily real. Let's put it like this. The aspect of myself as this body, as the intelligence and the programming and conditioning in this body, that's also, I don't want to deny that. That is also arising out of myself. And it also has, is also authentic in its own way.
Sure.
Because only through that body can I have the taste of self-knowledge also. I would say it's the good use of the body.
Mm-hmm. It's an appearance, an expression which will collapse, and it seems that the play of it all goes in cycle, and new expressions will arise and collapse again. That's the way it seems to be.
Yes. There isn't too much of an any intense or intimate monitoring of the movements of the body-mind. It seemed for me that all the body-mind movements have merged together into one kind of soup of sensations that that just forms the kind of the hum of existence itself. And when I say like this, what I really mean is almost as though the eyes are looking out with a panoramic sense in them. They're not holding the focus on any particular thing. You know, things come into focus momentarily, go out of focus momentarily, but everything seems to be pervaded by that unbroken beingness, so they carry the fragrance, the resonance, the DNA of the beingness itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's one guy who put it, it's a play of energy is playing through form, yeah? And we do not have a position in that, yeah? So we are that. Yeah? We are that.
So this is the, if we say like this, then, you know, we are not rulers of that energy. It is spontaneously, this is the greatness of that, that again, coming back to the feeling that God does not create in that way. It simply think things into existence. And the vital force, which is the animating power, that seems to somehow they work together.
That's also,
as streams flowing out from that absolute.
It's expression. Mm-hmm. This vital force is an expression of that. Huh?
Yes. Yes.
Somehow.
Yes.
And when this belief of being a separate individual or a figure in this somehow relating to the rest of it, meaning at the same time being separated from the rest of it, when this can disappear, and then
it will go on for as long as consciousness plays like that.
Yeah.
The feeling of I am the body mind is also very natural for me. It's a natural expression of consciousness, and when it, I can use the word like chooses, or it pleases consciousness to manifest as the belief and identity, I am the body mind, then it moves appropriately within that self-definition for a while. Whether that brings about a state of suffering or hardship and joy and dreaming and pursuing and everything, that's also a viable expression of consciousness. When it seems to absorb all those tendencies, all that diversity, and unifies itself into that self-discovery, that I am the witness of all things, I am not the things I am witnessing, when it comes to that unified seeing, it seems something rare, I feel. It feels something that is truly rare. That it really comes into that in such a way that there is no cynicism, there's no sense of hierarchy, there's no sense of it being higher for that reason. In a way, yes, it's true, it's the purest expression, because out of that expression, being the perfect expression of the embodiment of consciousness and its purity, Yes, it is something. It says it brings light into the world. This is beautiful.
It simplifies things and puts some order into it. So that's
yes. It all things are manifest and are seen in their total simplicity, because the simplicity here means in their unified wholeness. That they are not a fractured existence, but they're all held together in the womb of this unicity. It's something holds it all together. This is the beauty of it, that all things are shining out of that harmony. That is the joy, that's the grace of all of this. And and then blame goes away, and when blame goes away, shame goes away. And when blame and shame goes away, then the beings are happy. Expectations go away.
Judgings, blame, desire.
Yes, desire goes away. Fear goes away. Something cannot go away.
Uh-huh.
And that is allowed somehow to just
rest.
Rest is good, thank you. Rest is good. To rest in its own contentment. If you want to say like that. Rest is a nice word. But the rest is also part of its most subtlest phenomenality in it, because it is beyond even rest, so perfect it is, because it was never anxious, it was never, see, it was never really stirred in order to say now it's at rest. So it is still the subtlest form of phenomenality to say then it comes to rest. But rest is felt in its dynamic expression. But it, the absolute itself, is beyond rest and agitation. It is so perfect. And I want to keep on reminding that that is what is here now. That is the core. It's our core being. And there's no single human being or any being who is outside of that core.
Somehow it is like the motionless... And I do not find the other word. This is the formless and motionless background of this whole being. Something like that.
Yeah. Yes. Indescribable. There's never been a word I think that really can captivate it. I don't think Lord Buddha could do it. I don't think Krishna or Shiva or Jesus or Muhammad or any human expression of that. I've been able to convey with words or concepts what that is. So they only had to say, I am that. And their presence radiated that somehow, that understanding. And those who were sensitive to that, who felt love and attraction for them, could somehow drink from the fountain of that imageless ocean. Because it says, if you try to study me, you will never reach me. But if you love me, I am your own. This is the thing. If you try to study me, you can never fathom me. But if you love me, I am your own. If you try to figure me out, your very attempt to figure me out will make you seem apart from me. But if you accept me and love me inside your heart, you will find I am there, one with you. This is somehow maybe said in some Upanishad or something like that.
Mm. This is what I try to express with the background, yeah, which is everywhere. Yeah. The background is everywhere, all pervading, but still motionless and formless. Yeah? It's just the background of the play of forms and movement.
Yes, yes.
It's always there. One can blindly trust. Yeah? One can blindly trust that it's there. Mm. It's there, finished. Yeah? Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Muti, for the time.
Very good. Very good. I'm happy.
So I wish you all the best with sorting out the issues and challenges in Portugal.
Thank you.
And what about the location? Is it close to the beach? Can one combine it with holiday in Portugal?
No, it's not close to the beach. No. In fact, I'm happy it's not close to the beach. Because when you come here, there's no other distraction here.
Okay.
When the people come, then they really have to come here. If they want to run away, they have to really take a train or something to run away. So when they come here, because we live in a small village, and if you run to the village, you're not going to be very happy. But if you stay, this place is a universe.
So is there any structure, any setup that you have in mind, or are you
well, at the moment, what happened? We are like a group at the present. Rotating, but there is a number of people who have been firmly here from the beginning when we came, and we are just came for us. No one had lived on the land for over 30 years or something. So it was very well overgrown and so on. So we came initially just to clear the land and to, you know, tidy the place up initially. There's an old ruins. And we came and cleaned it up as much as could be. There's still, I'm looking right now at it. There's a big gaping hole in the roof. And so there's rain coming in and so on. So we did some work at clearing up and making as much places where we could be comfortable, we could eat together and we can, you know, move about. People started camping in a very basic way. And then gradually things move on. So now we have a platform that's almost completely finished, that we can sit 100 people, we can have satsangs there under a beautiful oak tree. We have water now. We have very, very basic electrical things. I am talking to you from our makeshift office, which is a camper van, and we have internet, as you can see, like that. So, you know, it's we are very happy. We have some showers with some solar showers that we use. We have the basic toilet things. We have a garden. We have a Buddha pond. We have a well. We have a Zen place where we have a tank or a fish place and stuff. And we're very happy here.
So people who come there, would they stay at your place or would they stay at the village close by?
Some people are staying. We have a friend who lives nearby, and she has a nice place where she accommodates people, tourists and so on, some place like that. Here, the people, we have a list of people who wanted to come here to participate in helping us to clear and to work. Sometimes I'm calling someone also, just because I feel intuitively to call them to say, come and spend a week here with me and like that. But everyone participates in the work in order to move it along and to ensure that, you know, we are trying to have a center here where people can come from anywhere in the world and can come and spend a few days, have retreats here and so on. And this is the first time we've ever had anything like this. Apart from India, in India, we're sometimes 3 months in India, and we are virtually living there. We have a little, it's like a community there in India. But here, we came by this land a year ago, and now we're living here. all of us who are here living here, some people come for a week or 10 days and they move on. We have a list of people who apply to this, who would like to come. They have some skills to offer, something like that. So this is how it's been. And it is really the most beautiful place. The most beautiful place.
Will you travel to India this winter?
Yes, our intention is to go back to India and to Tiruvannamalai, the place where Sri Ramana Maharshi lived, Mount Arunachala. We are there each year for the last 7 years or so we are going. So my feeling is to be in India mid-December. We will have a season of open satsangs, which are free to everybody. And we may have a 5 or 7 day silent retreat at the end of the season, which will be the beginning in the middle of February or something. Myself, I'm wanting to come back to the land as soon as possible because we need to observe how the weather behaves, how the rain comes, and where the how the rivers flow and these things. And we so much love being here.
We also love being in India also, but
we are very much liking being here right now. And it means that many of our friends in Europe also can come more easily. Some people who can't make it to India, they can come more easily to Portugal. Most people cannot come right now because we are still in the early stages of making it. Yeah, setting up is a good word. But more and more it becomes more organized and practical in so many different ways, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
we have on the website a little blog for people who are interested to show what is, you know, what's going on, and we try and update that as when we can.
That's good. Get a few pictures that one can see where it is and how it is.
Yes.
I feel a lot of sympathy about this initiative.
Thank you so much.
We meet in Portugal someday.
Why not? It's a nice feeling. It's a very nice feeling.
I've never been to Portugal. I lived a year in Brazil though, so Portuguese language is not a problem.
Right, you lived in Brazil for a while?
Yes, back in 1990.
Okay.
The language is still there.
Yes, so you will be comfortable.
Yeah. Muji, thanks again.
Right on. Thank you. It's been a joy talking with you.
It has been a joy talking with you, as always.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
Step by step.
Okay.
Cheers then.
Yes, best wishes to your viewers. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Ciao.
Ciao.
Very good.